What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack of Fantasy Bar. Ready to rock here for week nine, talking DraftKings. Six of my favorite plays. I'm DK for the week. Before we get into my plays, got some cash game plays, some tournament plays, a little bit of a stack for you. But wanted to address Todd Gurley under 10K. No need for me to tell you to play him. Get him in those lineups. And Cortland Sutton looking like a tremendous value out there. Didn't need to include him here either, but under 4K, another tremendous option. Now, let's get to some other guys. Outside of those guys, let's start at the running back position with Kenyon Drake, 5,300. Now, running back, we got all the studs, and you want to target those guys, no doubt. But if you want to go and build a different lineup, you want to go with some high-end wide receivers, maybe pay up at tight end. Kenyon Drake is a guy that really fits that build at 5,300. You look at the last month of his stats, he's returning 3, 4, up to 5X salary on this number. And the reason why, getting him highly involved in the passing game. We know how valuable that is on a site like DraftKings with that full PPR. So 27 targets over the last four games for Kenyon Drake. He's a home favorite, definitely where we prefer our running backs. And the Jets in the bottom half of the league against running backs, against pass-catching running backs. So the matchup, good. They're getting him more involved, finally starting to see. I don't know what took so long, but hey, this guy's got some talent. Let's get him the ball. So we're finally getting that here, and we get it at a fair mid-range price in a good matchup at home against the Jets at 5,300. All right, to the tight end position. Save you here with some value. Kyle Rudolph, 3,600. Now, tight end kind of ugly this week. And we got Kelce on the high end. I don't mind going back to Njoku coming off his bagel. But there's not a ton of guys I love at this position. But I do like this spot for Kyle Rudolph. The Lions, bottom 10 in giving up fantasy points to the tight end position. You go back and you look at their last matchup. Last season at the end of the year, 4 catches, 63 yards, 2 touchdowns. Good for over 22 DK points in this matchup against the Lions. And this is a matchup we've been targeting for years. The Lions have not shown the ability to slow down the tight end position. So I know Minnesota, it's a lot of Thielen, it's a lot of Diggs, but Rudolph, still a guy they look to near the red zone. I think he finds the end zone here today. You get a cheap part of a potent offense and a potential high scoring game. I think we take advantage. I see a nice day coming up for Kyle Rudolph. All right, to the quarterback position. Fitzmagic is back, baby. Let's get him in there, 5,500. So he's back in our lives, and I want a piece of that. I want to roster this guy with a total is 55. We know he's going to go out there and be a gunslinger. He's going to throw the ball around. What does he have to lose? So let's take advantage of that here in this matchup. Carolina's defense, decent, but not one I'm going to avoid here against Ryan Fitzpatrick. We've seen him put up multiple GPP winning performances so far this season, 30s up into the 40s. So yes, the quarterback pricing is tight. Yes, you don't have to go this route, but I like this matchup more than some people will. In cash games, if you need the savings, I think you can go there. But overall, absolutely love this game, but love this spot for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Big underdogs in this game. That means he's going to be throwing the ball an absolute ton. And certainly a guy I'm going to be building a lot of my lineups around at that price of 5,500. Now, who do we pair him up with? A lot of ways you can go. I don't hate Mike Evans on the high end, but I really like DeSean Jackson here at 5,000. And again, there's a variety of ways you can go, but let's keep in mind, Fitzpatrick loves the wide receivers. Jameis Winston seems to favor the tight end, so that's always kind of the route you want to go. And D-Jax at 5,000 provides a ton of upside. The biggest games he's had this season, go back to earlier in the year, and they were with Ryan Fitzpatrick, well into the 20s, those first two games of the season. But the home run hitting ability that he brings to the table, that's definitely what we want in our GPP lineups. Only takes one deep ball, and we're sitting pretty in our tournaments. And when you look at Fitz and D-Jax, you stack them up for 10,500. That's going to unlock Todd Gurley. That's going to get you maybe a Travis Kelce if you want to go that route, a high-end wide receiver like a Julio Jones. But the cheap stack here with a ton of upside in this matchup, Fitzpatrick, DeSean Jackson at 5,000. All right, let's run it back on the other side again. Multiple pieces you can go with there as well. But we're going to go with DJ Moore, 4,300. And he's a great running back with those Tampa stacks, but he's also a great option in general. A guy I think you can play in your cash games because the targets, the production, the trust, the overall role in this offense continues to grow here with the first round pick in DJ Moore and just an explosive wide receiver. We knew it was only a matter of time, but we're starting to see that come to fruition here. And Tampa, we know, has been a disaster defensively, but especially against opposing passing games. Third most fantasy points allowed to opposing wide receivers. And anytime he spends in the slot, that makes it the best matchup in the league. We saw Tyler Boyd have a huge game against this Tampa Bay defense, but a $4,300 price tag, a 55 total, the worst defense in the NFL. Add it all up and buy low right now on DJ Moore at 4,300. Speaking of buy low, let's take a look at my favorite play on DK. We call him the Beast of the Week. All right, Beast time, and this price really jumped out to me. Got to get him in here. Easily my favorite play of the week. Running back, Alvin Kamara, $7,300, this week's Beast of the Week. Now, a cash game lock for me at this price. The price is down. They looked at the matchup. They said the Rams are good against the run. We're going to get to that in a second, but I'm going to take advantage of this $7,300 price point on a guy in a total game that is at 60. I do not remember any NFL games getting to a total of this magnitude over the last few seasons. So I think we see a shootout here. Vegas obviously thinks we see a shootout here. And Alvin Kamara, to me, about $1,500 underpriced. So let's buy low. We always talk about it. And again, the Rams, yes, they've been good against running backs. But they face teams like Oakland. No running backs that are viable. Arizona, we know, has been a struggle. Minnesota, when they were still figuring out, is it Cook? Is it Murray? San Francisco, another team they faced. We saw Green Bay, two rushing touchdowns last week, and that was Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. And as a Green Bay fan, sure, I like those guys, but they are not anywhere near the level of a guy like Alvin Kamara. Don't get cute with it. Take advantage of this discounted price. I think it's a pricing error that you want exposure to. Alvin Kamara, easily my favorite play on DraftKings in this week's Beast of the Week. All right, guys, that'll wrap us up for Week 9. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, hit me up in the comment section. Reach out, follow me on Twitter, at BeerMakersFan, and don't forget to subscribe to the RotoGrinders YouTube channel. Speaking of YouTube, guys, if you enjoy hitting the fantasy bar, all I ask, take a second. The tip is you hit that thumbs up button. Means a lot to me, guys, and I appreciate each and every one of you, as always, for checking out the video. For RotoGrinders.com, I am Beer saying salut. Best of luck. FanDuel 6-pack is already out there if you're looking for that. Guys, let's crush this week in NFL. We'll see you right back here in the Fantasy Bar next week. See ya.
With the NFL season started, we are proud to announce the launch of a brand new sports betting community and mobile app called SharpSide. In the app, you can find and track all your favorite bets through a really fun swiping experience, and then read up on advice about different bets that's been posted by members of the community, or even post your own advice. You can use the leaderboards to see who is the best sports bettor across different sports and different types of bets, and try to make your way all the way to the top. On SharpSide.com, you'll find tons of great sports betting content from our group of experts, and we'll be running sports betting contests all NFL season long where you can win real cash prizes. The app is available for iOS only right now, with Android coming very soon, so you can head on over to the App Store and download it now. And remember, you always want to be on the sharp side.